Hello, thank you very much for joining us today to follow this conference call on Q1 2018 financial results. Today's conference call will be held by Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and by Mr. Simone Montanari, Piaggio Group Chief Financial Officer. During the conference call, we will use the presentation that you can download from our group website. As usual, I remind you that during today's conference call, we may use forward-looking statements that are subject to risks that can cause actual results to be materially different. Now, I'm glad to hand over the conference call to Mr. Simone Montanari.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for attending our call. As usual, I will start the conference call from page three, giving you a snapshot of the main demand trends to move later on our results. Three main areas, Western countries, in particular Europe from one side, Asia Pacific and India on the other side, mixed trend. In Europe, as expected, we experienced a slow start to the year, namely -4%, the market declined compared to last quarter. The decrease came only and in particular on the 50 cc segment, with an overall decrease of -30%, and on the other side we had the over 50 cc segment, both scooter and bikes, increasing compared to last year with a +5%. The demand of the 50 cc vehicles has been affected by the strong growth of the latter part of 2017, in the last quarter of 2017, that ended with volumes climbing around 90%, and as mentioned in prior calls, the step-up in volumes reflected the need to reduce the stock in the market at the end of 2017. Additionally, we may say that, and we may highlight that the European market has been hit strongly in February and March with unusually unfavorable weather condition, and starting from mid of April, weather condition improved, reverting the trend that we had in some market. We do already have official data from April, and the market trend finally reverted to a +5%. Looking at the trend by country, Spain has been the only major country ending up compared to last year, with scooters +18%, while bikes trend has been positive across Europe. On the other side, with positive results, we have Asia, that in Q1 trend mirrored the trend of last year. In particular, Vietnam kept posting a robust growth, high single digit in scooter. Indonesia ends up by mid-single digit growth, while other countries in the area showed mixed and overall positive market dynamics. As expected and highlighted in prior calls, the Indian three-wheel light commercial vehicle market climbed not only against 2017, but overall and most remarkable, it increased compared to 2016 results. In my opinion, these are very good, very positive starting points to have a market recovery across all the 2018 in India, light commercial vehicle. In Indian two-wheeler, the market kept on posting strong growth, driven again by scooter, ending up 24% against last quarter, 2017. Moving now to page four, we have a snapshot of Piaggio performance. We are again very satisfied of the results that we achieved in the quarter, and that led us to another profitability peak in our history, recent history. In particular, and in details, net sales went up by 1% at current Forex, but if we exclude a negative Forex effect, the growth compared to last year would have been 7%. The positive result has been driven by strong performance in emerging countries, as we will see more in detail later. In terms of margins, Piaggio posted a sound growth in all operating metrics. In details, EBITDA grew around 2 million euros, up to 43 million euros in the quarter. That has been the best absolute performance to date, with a margin uplift of 0.5 percentage points that pushed the ratio on net sales up to 13.8%. It is important to notice that this result has been driven by a significant improvement in the gross margin, and with an uplift in the ratio to net sales of the gross margin that reached 31%. Excluding the forex effect, the ratio to net sales would have been a little smaller, also considering the growth and the uplift in the gross margin thanks to the forex effect. At the same time, we have been able to mitigate the seasonal cash absorption to €56 million, thus keeping net debt well below the Q1 2017 level, €30 million lower than 31st of March 2017. Let's move now to page 5 to have an in-depth analysis of the trend by businesses. As you can see, the Q1 ended with the overall volumes increasing by 7%, leading to the same growth rate of revenues, plus 6.7% at constant forex. These healthy results came on the back of strong growth in emerging countries. In particular, in India, India has been the main engine of the growth both in absolute and relative percentage terms. Indian two-wheelers volumes and revenues kept on surging on the track and on the back of favorable market dynamics and on the success of our products. Once again, the bright spot has been in two-wheelers India has been Vespa, with volumes up by 17%, confirming the brand potential in this country. Additionally, we achieved these strong results even after a notable average price uptick of around 5% at constant forex. On the other side, and always in India region, light commercial vehicle posted a healthy performance driven by bold contribution of both domestic and export sales. I would like to highlight again that our results are not only above 2017, but also above 2016 level, thus suggesting that we should be at the outset of a long-lasting sustainable growth. Also for LCV, it is worth mentioning that we achieved the result with average prices on the rise compared to last year, excluding forex. The improvement of domestic sales together with the acceleration of export is extremely positive if we look forward to a 2018 result. In Asia Pacific, volumes rose by 11%, leading to a 7% growth in revenues at constant forex. In particular, the strong growth with both volumes and revenues of Indonesia, Taiwan, China, and South Korea more than offset the weakness of Vietnam, which ended double-digit down. Noteworthy, again, also in Asia, Vespa volumes went up double digits in the area, plus 15% compared to last year. In Western countries, two-wheelers volumes have been negatively affected by several drivers. First of all, the bad weather. Second, the plunge of the 50cc European market, the prolonged weakness of the USA market, and a lower European seasonal dealer stock increase compared to last year, in preparation, very important, for the new product launches that will come in Q2, namely the new Vespa. Despite that, I would like to underline again the strong increase of the average selling price in Europe, around 12%, further proving the strength of our brands, and also thanks to a mix that is targeting the over 50cc compared to the 50cc one. At country level, I can add that in Europe, the best performing countries has been Spain and Germany, that has been the only two major countries ending up versus prior year. Let's move to page 6 to look at the breakdown of the performance by product. First of all, I underline again the performance very positive of Vespa among scooters. Vespa volumes grew around 12%, driven by India, Asia, leading to an overall positive revenue trend, notwithstanding the sharp negative forex effect in Asia and India. So even without the forex effect, we grew in Vespa volumes, obviously, and net sales. Also in Western countries, Vespa average selling prices went up more than 5%, further proving the strength of the brand. Among other scooters, we would like to highlight the positive performance of Liberty, ending up both in volumes and revenues, and MP3 with volumes ending up versus prior year, notwithstanding and ahead of the introduction of the two new versions that will come in 2018. Looking at bikes, we posted strong growth also in bikes, namely plus 32%, in particular with the brands Derby and Aprilia that performed extremely well, with double-digit volume and revenue growth. Aprilia Tuono, Shiver, and Derby Senda has been the outright best-seller product. In terms of pricing, as you can notice looking at the slide, the reduction of the average selling price came exclusively from negative mix effect together with the negative forex effect. Not considering forex effect, the average selling price would have been increased compared to last year. Moving to page 7, we may have a look at the EBITDA bridge. The EBITDA grew from 41 up to 43 million euro. As said before, we achieved this record EBITDA results on the back of the outstanding performance at the gross margin level. We have been able to increase the gross margin on sales up to 31% compared to the 30.8% of last year. In absolute terms, the gross margin growth has been driven obviously by the net sales improvement together with the percentage gross margin improvement. In addition, we have been able to reduce again and to maintain cash operating expenses lower than last year. Overall, we increased 2 million euro in terms of EBITDA. Going to slide 8, we can have a look at the net profit bridge. Net profit and net result ended close to three times higher than last year, starting from 1.5 up to 4 million euro, with a significant uplift in terms of ratio to net sales. And this very positive result is stemming from higher EBITDA that we just commented on the previous slides, but overall, and more important, lower D&A compared to last year. And we know that in last year we reached the historical peak in D&A. In 2018, the decrease of D&A will start and will continue in the all the year long. We decreased also the financial expenses. We had lower financial expenses compared to last year, around 1 million euro, thanks to the management of the gross debt and the lower down of the net average price of the gross debt. We stepped up the tax rate at 43%, that we think it will be the normalized level of the 2018, and that reflects the different geographical mix of our results. Overall, again, we moved in terms of net results from 0.5% up to 1.3%, and in terms of absolute terms, from 1.5 up to 4 million euro. Slide 9, we can summarize the figures that we just discussed. Net sales going up 3.2 million euro from 309 million euro in 2017 up to 312 million euro, plus 1%, but not considering forex, namely US dollar and Indian rupee devaluation, the growth in net sales would have been plus 7% in the same ratio and in the same size of the growth in units sold. Gross margin grew from 30.8% up to 31%, and in terms of absolute terms, from 95 million euro up to 96.7 million euro. EBITDA grew from 13.3% up to 13.8% at 43.2 million euro. Depreciation went down from 30 million euro in the first quarter of 2017 down to 28.7 in 2018. Financial expenses went down by 1 million euro from 8.5 down to 7.5 million euro, thanks to the income before tax rose from 2.5 million euro in the first quarter of 2017 up to 7 million euro in the first quarter of 2018. After tax, with a tax rate of 43%, net income has been 4 million euro against the 1.5 in 2017. Furthermore, you can notice also the good performance at the cash flow level. We kept the net debt below prior year's level, and in particular, at the 31st of March 2017, our net debt overall has been 532 million euro. We decreased the net debt at 503 million euro with a decrease of 30 million euro in the last 12 months. If we move to page 10, we may have some more details in terms of cash flow. We can see that we started the year with 447 million euro of debt. We know that in the first quarter we have a seasonal cash flow absorption. We had the same cash flow absorption in the first quarter of 2017 and also 16 on. It's seasonal. Compared to last year, the operating cash flow has been better than last year, 3 million better, 33 million euro compared to the 30 of last year. The operating cash with the change in working capital has been lower compared to last year. We absorbed 63 million euro compared to the 55 million euro of last year, and this is due mainly to a lower utilization of the factoring because of lower invoices and lower net sales in Europe. We increased capital expenditure, 22 million euro compared to the 18 million euro of last year, and we had an impact of around 5 million euro coming from the adoption of the new IFRS 9. Without this impact, the net financial position at the first quarter of 2018 would have been 497 million euro compared to the 503 million euro posted with the new accounting principles.
Okay, I think that now we are ready to answer the question you may have. So please go on.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. The first question is from Monica Bosio of Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon and thanks for taking my questions. The first one is on the European trend as for two wheels. You know that a top investment topic for investors is the recovery of the scooter market in Europe. If I have heard correctly, you told us that April at the European level was up by 4%. Can you give us more flavor? Are you referring to the scooters or to the total market? And if you can give us some highlights at the European level for the last month. And the second one is my usual question. I know that you do not release official guidance for the EBITDA, but the consensus is still pointing to 204 million for the full year 2018. I was wondering if you are still confident on this, on the back of the weaker trend of the scooter market in Europe due also to the weather condition, or if you believe that at the end of the day, even if the market might be lower, you can offset with efficiencies and thus still reaching an EBITDA EBITDA in the region of 200 and 204. And the very last question is on the Indian two wheels operation. You are achieving very good results in two wheels in India, very outstanding. I was wondering if you believe that these operations can achieve the same profitability of the Indian like commercial vehicles, and if you can give us some indications in terms of volumes by year end and if you may, in 2019. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ms. Bosio. Thanks for your question. I will start from the first one, that is the European trend. As we commented, the European trend two-wheelers in the first quarter has been negative, and the decrease was focused and limited to the 50cc segment. In particular, we had a minus 30% compared to the plus 5% on the over 50cc segment. The first data that we have for April that are coming from the major countries are already posting a different trend compared to the first 3 months one. In particular, you're mentioning the plus 4%, let's say 5% that we saw in the countries that already have official data. and I can confirm that it is a positive result, plus 5%, and this positive result is also for both for scooters and the bikes. And so the April result in terms of market has been definitely different compared to the first 3 months one. Coming from your second question, EBITDA consensus, yes, we are still confident that we are in a position to reach the consensus EBITDA in the region, in the range from 200 up to 205 million euro. As you correctly highlighted, the first quarter has been weak, more than our expectation in Europe, but it has been fully counterbalanced by the trend of the Indian and the Asian results. I think that this trend will continue throughout the year, and considering this, I think that the 200 an EBITDA beyond 200 million euro is still achievable, and so I can rely on the consensus. Mm-hmm. In particular, Indian two-wheelers, we are targeting a result of in the range of 90,000 vehicles in 2018 compared to the 70,000 vehicles in 2017, if this was the question. In terms of profitability, you are right, underlying that the profitability of the two wheels is still not at the same level of the profitability of the light commercial vehicle in India. There are some percentage points of difference. I think that, we have very different situation. Commercial vehicle is a business that we are playing for a lot of years, and so we are already benefiting from scale, from operation, from sourcing capability. Indian two-wheelers is quite a new business for us. I think that in the medium term, the profitability should be and could be considered at the same level, at least at the EBITDA level, thanks to the price premium, not thanks to an additional decrease in cost, but very likely in an additional increase in premium pricing and premium positioning.
Okay.
Hope I answered to your question.
Yes, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Va bene. As a reminder, if you have a question, please press star then one. The next question is from Michele Baldelli of Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi, and thank you for taking my questions. I have a couple of them. First one, I would like to understand what could be the impact, let's say, the difference between what is your reported sell-in in the first quarter and the reference markets in Europe. So what has been the difference in terms of trends? And the second question relates to the question just posed by Monica. On the fact that you expect to sell around 90,000 vehicles, am I right in assuming that anyway the total capacity is around 150 for this Indian facility? And if it's so, does it mean that anyway you will not be at full speed in terms of capacity utilization rate? So I was just wondering into my head, is there probably also an operating leverage effect in the future if you will go over these 90,000 vehicles? Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Baldelli. Starting from the first one, impact of sell-in, where we already commented on the market, the difference between the market trend and our results are mainly linked to two factors. The first one is that waiting for the launch of the new product that will come in Q2 and Q3, we did not have the same level of sell-in that we had last year, basically. So the gap is also driven by this, to the fact that to the level of the stock of the network that decreased in the quarter waiting for the new launches. The second driver has been a minor loss in market share, and in particular in the over 50cc market share in Europe. In terms of India two wheels, 90,000 target, yes, it is our target. Is there, if the question is there any operating leverage that may come with the increase, with the further increase in sales? Yes, I think that there is. You are right pointing out that our overall capacity is 150,000 vehicles in two shifts, then we may also even increase this capacity without bigger investment. But by increasing increasing volume sold, we will increase a little bit also the operating capacity overall. But overall, again, and coming back to the question, to the answer I gave to Ms. Bojo, if I think to the medium term, the higher opportunity in order to improve profitability in Wizz India, I think that are coming more from increasing pricing than from decreasing costs.
Clear. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Filippo Prini of Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Two questions. The first one is on the gross margin that you've seen has been very high, above same level of last year. If you can give us an indication what you expect in terms of your efficiency, your new production for on the full year basis. And the second is clarification on Forex. You pointed out, you quantified the impact of Forex negative on revenues, but you made also some reference to positive impact from Forex on the OPEX. So if you can give us also the impact of Forex on EBITDA in the first quarter this year. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Trimi. Gross margin, yes, we are satisfied with this level. I think that they are very high in compared to the 2017 one. The 2017 one was benefited and was affected positively by the increase in the production of the European manufacturing facilities. In Q1 2018, we didn't have the same increase, but the major improvement and efficiency came from the cost of the product, and in particular from one side, the international sourcing of our components, and also thanks to the Forex effect. We lost 5 percentage points in growth on the net sales, thanks to the Forex devaluation of the US dollar and the Indonesian and the Indian rupee. But on the other side, we had also significant savings both on product cost and on operational expenses. Overall, if I sum up the minus that we had in net sales and the saving that we had both on product cost and operational expenses, we are on an average, we are balanced. Actually, in this quarter, with this product mix, with this geographical mix, there was a slight positive approach and slight positive impact coming from the Forex, but very slight. Overall, you should consider us with this level of geographical mix balanced in terms of Forex and in particular US dollar and Indian rupee.
Okay, just a follow-up to be correctly, on the EBITDA, basically there is a zero meaningless impact from Forex. Correct?
Lower than 1 million euro.
Lower, many thanks.
Okay.
There is no question at the moment. The next question is from Gabriele Gambaroso of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I would ask you a brief comment on the APAC, on the Asian market perspectives. Do you think that this recovery is going to be somehow structural? What are your perspectives for the remainder of the year? Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Gambarova. The action plan that we put in place starting from July 17 in Asia Pacific has been a structural action plan, because we went through a full reorganization of the area. We changed the CEO. We are going through a reorganization of the dealer network and the renewal of the product range. So the action plan has been structural. We expect that the result of this structural action plan will be structural as well. And if I look at the second quarter, the comparison will not be so easy, because the second quarter of 2017 has been quite positive. If you look at second quarter 2017 Asia Pacific compared to the second quarter of 2016, but overall, so the next quarter will be difficult, you know, on a comparison base. On a yearly basis, I expect that the growth will come also in Asia Pacific full year 2018 compared to full year 2017, for sure, in terms of units sold. In terms of revenues, this will depend also on the Forex, as we saw in the third quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Again, if you have a question, please press star then one.
Okay, so if there are no more questions, we can close the call now. As usual, you know, you can call me later, also tomorrow, if you need to have further details, further information. Thank you very much for attending the conference call. Bye.
The conference call has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.